All subject matter of the preceding podcast is entirely alleged and not admissible in a court of law. And just in case you rat bastards get any ideas, the hosts of this podcast are notorious and well-documented liars with no legally admissible credibility. This is Mama C, and you're listening to Notes from the Pen podcast. Welcome to prison, bitch.
Welcome, and here's the show. What up?
Hey, you sound awake.
Do I? I don't feel awake.
No, it was a joke. You're yeah. Like, hello. Yeah.
I said a couple words. I'm actually inside right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, under a buzzing microwave next to a flowing sink. Almost like something you'd see in a...
Ooh, I hear it. What's the beeping? Is that the microwave?
That was the unit phone in the background. There's like a cordless phone.
What? Is that like a courtesy phone? Like an airport?
It's for the COs and shit. Administration.
So the
fraternity phones are weird. Like, there's four phones in here. Two on one side by the day room, the busiest shit where I'm at, and then there's two on the other side, like divided by its office, so you can't see to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't see to the other phones over there, but they're by the officer's desk and they're quieter. And so in the morning,
they get four phones, basically, two on one and two on the other?
Yeah, we have four phones inside the unit.
Okay, sorry.
And I'm on the right side phones, the ones with the real chaotic and the microwave and all that. Hold on. You hear any, like, background murmuring?
I can hear a lot of background.
And so in the morning, the right side phone are fraternity phones. The ones on the other side are open. They're civilian phones.
Okay.
And at night, after the 9 o'clock count, they switch. So the left side phones.
Jesus.
And each phone on the left side. Right. And people get fucked up for, like, jumping on the wrong one.
I can imagine.
And when I first got here, the morning time fraternity phone that didn't really know about any of that stuff.
Okay.
I was like, "What's up? Are you waiting on the phone? Like, meaning, is this the line?" Like, looked at me and kind of like shrugged me off. I was like, "Oh, he thought he was asking if I was in line." You know what I mean? Meaning,
yeah.
Like, the civilian. And then one of my dude I knew from another joint was like, "Yeah, you know he's what?" And he was like, "Oh, you know, like." But yeah,
it all sounds like junior high to me. It just sounds like some junior high shit. Like, I have next. Wait a minute.
Right.
Don't you know that he's in high school and you're in seventh grade? Oh, I'm sorry. Except for we stab each other. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
with the COs though, they have to be entertained. You don't think?
I wouldn't say.
But they have to get a kick out of it. Like, at a certain point, you have to believe that these guys go,
no, they
see the shit that I saw today at work.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do that after they go home and they're all hanging out.
You won't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Old Benny shit.
I heard the
up.
Most fucking disturbing shit last night and hilarious shit last night.
Okay.
What time? We probably don't have time to do it on this one.
You got about a buck and a half. You're good.
Yeah, we're gonna. No, we don't have time. This one deserves its own. This one deserves its own. And I just seen the guy. Oh my god!
Can you
hit
me back?
It might take a second though, because I kind of just stepped in front of this guy. Something.
Listen.
Can you stick around without like just?
Yeah, man.
Actually, I am
going to
hit you right back. I'm
going to
hit you right back.
All right. So what happened last night?
Okay, so I first got to give you some backstory about this. The one of the most unique things about this place is the MAT program, the addiction treatment program I was telling you about.
Yes.
So apparently it's hard to get into. Like, you have to be within a certain amount of time. It's just real bureaucratic, and it's hard to get into. Like, I'm pretty sure the swarthy one's been trying to get in, and that's the reason they wrote him out here since forever, and he's still not in it, you know? There's levels of fiendery, right? Just like anything else. But every now and again, you know, I've been around fiends or addicts, you know, as long as I can remember. And I thought I saw every level of, I thought I'd seen the lowest level, and it turns out I had to wait till I came here in my 40-something year to actually uncover the depths of depravity a human can go when it comes to debasing themselves for the minimalist of us. I've been real loose with saying stuff. Remember how for a while I wouldn't talk about anything that was actually happening in the moment.
Yeah, you made me really paranoid because I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting. Anyways, this guy, I don't know if I should use. Maybe we'll. Okay, so his nickname is. It's a synonym for Swiss, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Swiss. All right, his name's Swiss. But we might have to. Mama C might have to strap a muted spot over that one. Okay. I don't know yet. Anyways, about the first week I get here, I'm taught Panda's all pissed off, and I'm like, what's up? He's like, they're fucking in there tearing up my cube and shit, meaning they're shaking everyone's shit down, right? And I'm like, well, what's up? Now, I had heard about this, but I didn't know it was this guy. So this guy, who's I don't even want to describe him, he's a scrawnier, trashier looking white dude with a curly, mohawk type deal, currently. And he's always, he's always, painting, and, he's one of these guys that's always, just slaving away for the CEO. He's like, oh, let me paint that. Let me go to your stretch. Way too familiar. Get out of their ass. And so the rumor of the kite had made it around. So I guess this is what happened. He's so mad that he can't get in the program. He writes a kite to the nurses, anyone who listens. He's been doing it for a month, complaining. Right. And it came to a head where he finally wrote one that said, hey, you're not going to be happy till I'm sucking dick for that stuff.
Okay.
Right. No, you're not going to be happy until. Anyways, so I'm trying to really. You got to remember the actual setup I'm in right now. It's hard to talk to be low key. He also says, he's basically trying to threaten them into putting them in the program, and then he says, yeah, I'm out here sick. I'm going to get Hep C because I'm shooting up every day, and basically saying yeah, I got a rig. I got
real which smart is, guy stuff, yeah.
Which is fucking obviously why they're in there tearing shit up. And it's dry snitching. I couldn't believe I told him, and I'm like, he's got to go. You can't let, you can't let him stay in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's just a little, then he didn't get in and whatever. It ended up not working. So that's just a little backstory on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday I'm in the cube, and one of my cubies that I was at Kinross with comes back, and he's just disturbed, and he's staring off into the distance. I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, you know so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yesterday or earlier in the day. Okay, so hold on. I got to rewind. When they switched everyone from the oral administering of their medicine, because there wasn't enough nursing staff to do it, and they'd have to do individual with each person and sit over there. So it was a lot. It was time consuming. So they switched to a much more expensive but much easier monthly shot, where they inject this little nodule into you, and it lasts for a month. And they did it right. And I had a cubie that was in it. And they do it right on your stomach, and they put a Band-Aid over. It's real painful. Everyone said it was super painful.
Mm.
And he showed me the Band-Aid, and I was bleeding through.
Wow.
Well, I guess yesterday, and this was three weeks ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess yesterday the guy comes up to my cubie that was because he's got a good sense of humor and shit. He's funny, and he's he's the one that was staring off in the distance. I guess he comes up to him and he shows him a Band-Aid.
Okay.
That his QB had, because he was in the thing.
What?
And it's covered in blood and bile.
Discharge here. Let's go.
And he goes, because everything's been, because that thing shut down, there's been a lot of guys running around going through it, And so he goes, hey, what do you think I could get for this?
Oh, what?
He wants what? To sell it, right? And he's like, what? That was his response. He's like, absolutely nothing. What are you talking about? Right? But he goes on his way because they were I guess he was He wanted a second opinion after Mike Cube. He was like, get away from nothing. So he sees him later, which was right before I saw him in the cube staring off into the distance. And right, he caught him again later in the night, and he goes, yeah, I just did it. And he's like, what do you mean? What did what? And he's like, yeah, that thing, and I wrote, damn it, I just did it. And he's like, what do you mean, did it? So I chewed on it for 10 minutes.
Oh.
He said, I chewed on it.
What?
He said, I chewed on it for 10 minutes. It was disgusting. So I just swallowed it.
Oh, come
and
on.
He said, did you feel anything off it? And he goes, no, nothing.
Oh, come on. All that for nothing.
Are you serious?
That is, yeah. That's got to be the lowest.
This isn't like I heard from a guy who heard from a guy who heard. This is like some urban. This is a real thing. This guy's going to go home soon, and he's in here chewing on fucking Band-Aids off another dude's belly.
Is there anything worse? I can't.
And I saw him this morning. I forgot. You know, like when you wake up, you're like, your brain's not really working. And I'm like microwaving my lukewarm coffee, and he just walks by, and I mean, I was dying laughing on it because I just—that's one of the things where you're like, "That there's no fucking way that's right."
I mean, that warrants a new nickname. Gotta be.
Yeah.
You gotta come up with something. I mean, yeah, that's just—that's too easy. It's too on the nose, no?
Yeah.
But that's.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. That is.
Listen, this is what I said. I mean, if you want to break it down, if you unwrapped one. Like a brand new one, and gave it to me to chew on. I couldn't do it. It's just disgusting. It's just the association.
Yeah.
Just it, right. If it was on me, right, my own bodily area, certainly couldn't with vomit. If it was on another person's, and I don't know how this somehow makes it better, but in degrees of disgustingness, if it was on an attractive woman, still, no. If it was on Adriana Lima, no, thank you. But some, oh my God. Yeah. And for nothing?
Addict.
For nothing? Like you didn't do? They're like, well, what are you going to do? What did you think he was going to do?
The other interesting point is that he thought that it was valuable in some sense. He thought it was worth it.
Right.
Like that's definite got to be addict mentality. We're like, no, this is totally worth something.
Well, think about how insane he has to be. To not how little self-awareness he has to have to kind of put his mind state on everyone else, right? Like the idea that it was worth something to him, like he was going to sell it. Like a pack of,
I mean, that is.
What's that pitch sound like? Hey, bro, come on, come here. Hey, come here.
I don't want anyone here.
He's like, hey, he looks around. Takes out a piece of paper and unfolds it, and it's just a bloody band. And he's like, what do you give me for this? You know how confused the person would be? They'd be like, no, I think that's a band-aid you were going to throw away. I think you reached in the wrong pocket. What? No, this is it.
This is it.
What? A bag of coffee. Give me a bag of coffee.
If you give me a day or two, I'll get you some gauze. Like he just keeps stepping up in bigger items.
Right. He's digging around in the fucking trash can at the nurse's station.
You see this ace bandage? Do you know where this was?
But see, I understand the like mental math he was doing. He's like, okay, so they inject like this like gel that solidifies right under the skin, subdermally, and it's strong enough to last, you know, a whole entire month.
So he's praying enough of it leaked out.
Yeah, some of it leaked out, and forget all that other stuff.
That is just. I wish you wouldn't have called me.
All that good time shit we're trying to get past.
God.
Forget about it. Because someone hit the legislatures up and just tell them we're done.
I was gonna try to get something done today.
Right.
I was planning on working, but. I think I'm going to be just ruined the rest of the day. Jeez, I might go watch Seven on a loop or something.
I'm going to start trying to pitch them as actual food items, you know. How do you take your Band-Aid? A little sputum. A little side of sputum.
Have you talked to this dude? Right?
Why would I?
Well, I'm just saying, like, secretly somehow shame him every time you see him? Like, oh, you should have seen the Band-Aid I saw you.
Oh, no, no, I'm going to flat. That's beyond. I'm going to flat out be like, what's up, B? You eat anything good lately? Anything? Oh, you got a little piece of, what is that, Band-Aid?
Right in the corner of your mouth there, bud.
Bite that off. Yeah, so this is shit you can't. Like, if I put that in one of the episodes of the show, you'd be like, that's not. No one really did that. But
okay, the only way that could be worse is if they used, like, liquid Band-Aid and the dude peeled it off and then he ate it. That's the only thing that would make that
what's
worse.
What's this you speak of?
Liquid Band-Aid? You never used that? It's like super glue.
No.
It comes with a little brush. You just brush it over your cuts and stuff like that, and then you can peel it off later.
Fancy?
Not really. That doesn't work as well as super glue.
Well,
I always just use super glue.
Well, don't tell this guy about this new fucking...
No, don't you. I don't have any way to talk to the fella. But
this
hey,
new appetizer.
You could be like, hey, have you ever heard of liquid Band-Aid, bro? He'd be like, huh?
Wait, who's got, what, you know someone who's got some? Where's your dealer here?
Oh, my God.
And that kind of took precedence over the entire, you know, I kind of wanted to talk about how we had an episode that had to be renamed because, you know, the whole situation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I do.
How you want to give the viewers a quick like.
So you're talking about the fella though, Panda's ex buddy.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Yeah. It's I thought it was a pretty funny
unwillingness. His unwillingness to play Risk without just giving up the country immediately.
Yes. Do you want to unravel what the recent unfold? What time is it right now?
It's 9:52.
Are you going to be around for a second?
You
or
betcha.
You want to save that?
No, that's up to you, bud.
All right, it's going to give me a couple of minutes, though.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bro.
Peace.
Yeah. All right. Right after I hung the phone up, I went with tunnel vision, looked out the front window, and saw that the two phones, one of which is a terrible robotic voice phone, out front were open. And so instead of waiting another 15, I went and threw all my old layers of clothes on and was like, yeah, I can't take the shortcut anymore. You know, it's as comfortable as it is inside in the morning when it's, you know, freezing outside. I can't speak freely. So I throw all my shit on. And as I'm walking out, one of my cubies goes, the yard's open? And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Walk right up to the door. There's a CO standing there, and I look out, and there's no one outside.
Oh, you kidding?
So I'm on the other side now, the non-fraternity phone. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear me. So yeah, so I'm back. But I was thinking we should save the other stuff for later, for strategic reasons,
sure. As
well as just logistical.
Well,
so
any other updates as far as your house renovations are concerned? Did you guys get your bunk beds built, and you guys have all the activities going? And
yeah, we're good. I do think so. The guy who got the bottom bunk I was supposed to get for seniority reasons, who's not older than me, hasn't been down longer or been in this unit longer than me, yet somehow has seniority, is the one I was telling you about with the good sense of humor that was in the cube with me, G.R. Joe, and Mac and everything.
Okay.
And I'm still wearing his Nike Fantasy flip flops, the sandals with Nike symbol. You know, he has an unlocked account. I bought them from him for $12, brand new. He'll get low on stuff he's impulsive with stuff like that. You want to buy these? So I bought his watch. I got his watch now. He wanted to sell.
Yeah.
So I got a little throwaway like Casio. I've been...
Does it have a calculator? That'd be dope.
No, it's a... yeah, that would be cool. No, it's not. It's the cheap one. It's just got an alarm and stuff.
Okay.
But we've worked out that I'm going to buy the bottom bunk for him. And
what?
Then I got to do it. I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to
Really? Spend
a couple bucks. But it is going to be so worth it. I've never once had the condominium, the penthouse of...
the penthouse that's on the bottom floor.
It's on the bottom... Yeah, right. It's on the window, though. It's a window bottom bunk with a shelf. There's a whole extra shelf there that the window is. You can control the air. You have air conditioning access. You open it to cool down.
Wow.
Right? The sunlight comes in. It's
How many Band-Aids is this going to cost you?
I don't know. Serious, man. This has to do with mental stability here. And But I told him, I said, it's on you, though. You gotta prove that you can do it. You know what I mean? You gotta, you know, as soon as this switch happens. And so he's like, we're thinking up way, like, yeah, it's too cold over there. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's too cold. I can't, the sun's on, I don't like this. And we're already in the same queue. So that hopefully will be the happiest ending, the most commercial capitalist ending of it all. So no, that's kind of the status on that. What's up with you? Any updates? You spoke to Ladieswear. We've since the episode came out, we contacted Ladieswear.
Yep, quick contact with Ladieswear. He's alive. He's doing all right. Any other word from anybody else? Any St. Douglas?
Oh no, I have. He should be in Chicago right now.
Sorry, Stan Douglas. I shouldn't have used his real name.
I'm gonna call him tonight. I'm gonna try to lay one down with him here in a little bit. I know he's busy. I've been leaving him alone. Don't call him on football day. It's out of just common courtesy.
Right.
And
when
I'm really excited.
He's in Chicago right now, right?
Yeah. So it's the first time in a while we've been on the same time zone. But
nice.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, we're here. We're doing our thing.
Any exciting games of Risk?
No, Guy is back. We've yet to do any of that, and okay, we're gonna give an update on the whole situation with the changing of a recent episode title and the reason behind that. But until then, I think this is a good one for a Wednesday joint. You want to take us out of here, and then afterwards, no, go ahead. I want to see who you forget this time.
You see who I forget? Hang on, I got a list. I wrote this shit down. No, on behalf of Bobby, I will no longer use your prison name. I'm scolded into that. On behalf of Bobby, myself, Ladieswear, the Band-Aid guy. I don't even want to identify that guy. Mama C. Cousin Greg, wherever you are out there, buddy. Miss you.
Love you.
Greetings and welcome. I was going to do a throwback to him for that one.
Terrible outro.
I know. I'm just trying to extend it. We have so much time left. On behalf of everyone involved, we are gone.
Do you hear the hand dryer? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hear
my dog.
Yeah. These aren't sound effects. Right on cue.
Right on cue.
That's your hand dryer. On behalf of Wheezy, myself. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. We love you. We gone.
Hi, everybody. Mama C here. For the complete library, full episodes, and bonus content, and mainly to support this cause, visit Notes from the Pen on Patreon. To learn more about Bobby and prison reform, visit our website, notesfromthepen.com, and follow us on Twitter to stay current. This has been another Notes from the Pen production.
That is a lot. Why is it? Wait, explain this to me. Why is there a hand dryer out there? Is it like part of like a kitchenette or something?
Oh, no, I'm on the other side now, which I'm right outside a bathroom door.
Because I'm still thinking you're over by the microwaves and shit, and I'm like, why is there a fucking hand dryer by the microwave? Okay, I get it.
No, it's just in a bathroom.
I was going to read you this from the last one we did. It gets exhausting, and you were explaining your sewing skills. And Ashley Bell, she said, I'm extremely impressed at your creative jacket sewing skills.
Which
I said to her, Ashley, remember, he's a phone licker.
Did she leave that in?
Yeah, right at the end. She's like, I realize I've licked my lips 3 times and every time I touched the phone. COVID.
Well, no, it was that when I did it, my tongue hit I licked the receiver.
I know. That's how we were talking about you getting COVID, just going around licking phones.
I actually did it twice. I did it one other time, and it made me laugh at myself. And I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna mention that when I'll remember to mention that in the future." Mm-hmm. And then I forgot about it, and I did it again right in that moment. I'm like, "Oh, so this is a thing of mine." It's like a thing I do. Next thing you know, I'll be eating Band-Aids.
You're gonna have to relearn how to hold the phone to where, like, if that happens, you hit your finger instead of the phone. You know what I mean?
Why is that guy licking his finger on the phone?
Pretty soon you got your whole fingers in your mouth.
Gino just licks his finger when he's on the phone. It's weird. I don't know, man. I've never seen any.
I mean, but you heard about the Band-Aid guy, though, right? So, I mean, what's more weird?
Oh,
the
my
Band-Aid
God.
Guy
okay,
or
so
the finger licker?
My QB, who had just delivered me the information, is sitting in the quote-unquote quiet room where people wait for the phones and the TV's on. He's sitting there with a cup of coffee. Well, he has his own TV and the best bunk in the goddamn unit. So I don't know why he's in there, but he's in there. Are you waiting on the phone? He's like, no. And I told him, I was like, yeah, I just did. We just laid one down. I told him about the Band-Aid story.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, laughing and shit. And he goes, I guess the guy who told him, he told him that, yeah, another guy in the unit next to us just took someone else's, and dropped it in a cup of coffee and just let us roll around. And I said, no, he didn't. I said, he's just saying that so he doesn't feel alone. And then, John pointed, he made a good, he said, yeah, but even that, though, wasn't nearly as bad, because the other dude did, not the Folgers,
mm-hmm.
It's Band-Aid in your cup.
I was gonna say, he's making Band-Aid tea.
His sat there for 3 weeks.
What?
He, like, stuffed it. Yeah, I told you the shot was, like, 3 weeks ago. And he just did this yesterday. So he has tremendous foresight and was like, hey, things might get a little knuckly around, a little hairy around here. Hey, what are you doing with that? But I wonder how he got it. I wonder if he dug it out of the trash or he, like, stole it when he left. He just pulled it off his stomach and he was breathing on it like an envelope you're trying to open.
Steven.
Slowly peeling, and then he moves. He stops real quick.
God.
And then he gets it, and he just disappears like a thief into the night, 5 feet away in his bunk, pretending to sleep. Shh, go back to sleep.
You didn't see anything. It's okay.
And then he just a smile spreads across his face as he's laying there. He's just, score.
This would be the best cup of coffee ever.
I wish we could have... Mom, so find somewhere to throw that banter in there.
Oh, yeah. that's got to stay.
This is the shit, though, right? One of the major motivating factors, other than, like, connecting with everyone and doing all that rebellious connecting against the will of the institution, but the free world is the idea that there's all these wonderful, ridiculous, unbelievable, funny even stories that unfold in here that you never get to hear about. You never get to see portrayed. And it's such a bullshit two-dimensional portrayal of a bunch of groups of people, mm-hmm. but addicts. And with Shameless, they kind of changed some of that. They did. They gave them more three-dimensional, put some funny stuff in there. But convicts and...
Well, yeah, and so I mean, I, at the end of the day, we shouldn't be laughing at that shit, but it's just too funny. I mean, we're making light of it and everything, you know. Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying.
We should be. It's all ridiculous. Everything's absurd. And if you can't, it's the only thing that's gotten me through shit.
Yeah.
Like, if I was to take things as seriously as they should be taken on paper in here, I'd go fucking crazy. And that goes for everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you live, like, a really heavily risky, dark, you know, depression, mental health, addiction, if you live with those lifestyles, if you... That's a real heady
mm-hmm.
type of existence, you know, and especially with all the other shit that's going on. I mean, we're in a pandemic. I'm in prison on a outbreak status lockdown for the last 2 years in prison mm-hmm. during a global pandemic. We just got our N95 masks
mm-hmm.
and I'm on the phone doing a relatively successful podcast with one of my best friends that I met mm-hmm. in here who we will allow to remain mysterious. If I'm not allowed to laugh at this and assume that if there is a God, he's a fucked up, hilarious dude. He is.
Mama C, she's got to call this episode Band-Aids Are Food.
All right, and we're going to let this 60-second warning take us out. And I'm sure, Mama, you're going to have a little job here of trying to figure out how to... how to incorporate all this unplanned banter for a couple minutes into it. And I love it. By the way, what a he is. What a wonderful, amazing human being. mama is.
Absolutely.
And, I have to call. She's having some sort of meeting with a doctor. Right. We wish her well. We love. And I love you, bud.
Love you,
all you guys, too.
Peace.